So a big part that I connect to success is the ability to materialize. To materialize in an instant, basically. So to create whatever we want as fast as possible. Like, the faster the better. So now when I want to materialize success, for example, what I learned from my mentor is that materialization is something that can happen in an instant. It is already happening in an instant. So we in our bodies are basically recreating our body multiple times in a second. So we destroy us and we rebuild us in every moment. Every movement means that it's not just the finger that moves, but our whole body changes. So everything is being there and not there at the same time, which is connected to quantum physics. So we have these electrons that are there and not at the same time. This duality that becomes one and not at the same time. And as this can be translated to every cell in our body, to every atom around, it is possible to translate it to our bank account, to the size of our penis, to the way we look, to the shape of our breasts, and so on and so on and so on. As this is being rebuilt multiple times a second, which means when it's not there, and then it's there again, it could be that it could be rebuilt in a completely different way than it was being built the second before. That's why, for example, people with personality disorders look different depending on which personality, which character they are channeling in this moment. They can be super ugly and they can be super beautiful in the other second. So that's what my mentor taught me about materialization. And then this means that, well, this is the proof that everything can be changed in an instant. That we possibly could create a bank account of $1 billion in an instant. As this, what we have around here is basically all a written code. I think it was Elon Musk who said, like, a couple of years ago already, the probability that we are not like a hyper-realistic video game is much, 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 much smaller than the probability that we are part of a hyper-realistic video game. Meaning, when this around us here is a video game, that there is a basic code where everything is being written, where everything is being determined. So like this, we have our code written in our brain, in our basic coding basic programming. So, and as those programs are defining who we are written deep down in our core system, we're gonna live by it. So we have those rules. It's like when you start a new video game and you have this character and you say this character should have this kind of hair, this kind of behavior, this kind of body, and this kind of looks. So throughout the game, this character will keep his basic looks. And in some games, you can change the colors of the skin throughout the game. In some games, you can change the body type throughout the game. In some games, you can't. Which all depends on the basic programming of the game. But being sure that I could enter this basic programming and change the code. So I could go ahead and say, you know what, I want to add green hair. I want to add purple hair. I want to add $1 million on the bank. That's when people start playing video games and are using cheat codes. Let's give him unlimited amount of money. So this person will have unlimited amount of money. And like this, he plays the game now. So this meaning for us, it's basically the same. As everything reacts on something else, and our basic programming is connected to some buttons that could be pushed, and once those buttons are pushed, a certain reaction that is being programmed into our brain will follow. That's when some people get into the same fights with their spouses again and again, because they know themselves so good that they just know which button to push, and like this they react, and they know if I say this the person is going to explode, if I say that the person is going to become horny, if I say this the person is going to leave me, if I say that the person will hit me. So we have this basic programming defining how we look, how we behave, what results we are having in our life. Okay, so this is what I learned about materialization. This is important for me to get into because I want to create this certain playground where we can spend some time in the next minutes and see what is possible there. So those are the rules in my brain, the beliefs that I have. As I am able to push those buttons, I can provoke different results in my brain. As I am able to study those buttons, those triggers, I am going to be able to provoke different results in my life with different kind of feelings to it. But getting back to seeing that we can create everything that we want in an instant means that it is about to see what we want. So for me, for example, materialization is deeply connected to security. Success is deeply connected to, or having a lot of money is connected to the potentiality, to the potential to that I might lose the money. When you hear something shouting in the background, don't worry, that's my baby. I think he's overtired or something, so he doesn't want to sleep at the moment. So my fiance is trying to get him asleep. Oh boy. It's interesting because it's hard to focus for me when I hear my son shouting. No, I'm not going to be able to proceed now. Okay, I will proceed later. So, but this was the beginning for the podcast. Okie dokie, so now I'm back. My son is happy. Sleeping and drinking. No, drinking and then he will sleep. Sometimes he does both at the same time. I don't even know how that's possible, but like it's... It's such a loving experience to have a baby boy. It's like, oh, to be with him, to look at him. Now he's like 10 weeks old. Today he's 10 weeks old. Wow. 10 weeks. And he's starting to develop a little interest in his surrounding. More and more interest in his surroundings. So he looks at me now. Or he's trying to mimic the sounds that I'm making. And then he smiles and then he's starting to experience new sounds he can make. Then he's excited that he can make new sounds. And then it is just such a beautiful experience. Like I would have never guessed that this is so cool, because before I never really liked other children. It was always annoying. They were shouting and they were making I don't know what, and then and those people that were having children, they were so boring because they were all looking for security and not for stability and not for some exciting parts of life. So it was interesting. Say it like this. It was interesting. And then when I became father, I was afraid to let go of those parts that rather wanted to celebrate a party than to take care of a baby. Well, to add, I never really went to parties because I actually didn't like it, but I thought I need to be someone. So, but going back to where I started, to those rules. So we have those rules in our head, and those rules are important because they are connected to our survival. So we can't just go ahead and change those rules. Those rules can be called, for example, our beliefs. That's why the way I learned is connected to an approach that doesn't want to destroy belief systems. Like, for example, when I look at other coaches, they say you need to destroy your beliefs and your limiting beliefs. Destroy your limits. And then what oftentimes happens is they get the same results as before. They never really change. Because, and this is what I believe is connected to this part, that our beliefs are actually important for us to survive. So when we have some limiting beliefs, then we're not going to be able to survive without them. So what happens is when we have this mindset of, okay, now let's destroy what's there, our brain is going to make sure that we don't see those limits, limiting beliefs. So now for our brain, it's important to protect itself. And like this, making sure that we don't endanger ourselves by destroying our limiting beliefs, as we need it to survive. It's the same with the air that we're breathing. We can't just go ahead and say, you know what, today I want to be able to breathe in water just with my lungs. We can say now it's limiting that we can't just jump into the water and just breathe. What underdeveloped, poor, disabled creatures we are compared to a penguin. I mean, look at the penguin, how beautiful it can fly through the water. And at sea, he can, or at land, he can basically walk as we can. I mean, not as fast, not as elegant. Okay, I see that one. But still, then look at the monkeys. Like, they can climb, they can jump, they have muscular bodies. It's crazy. Oh, compared to them, we have a lot of limits. But we don't go ahead and say, you know what, I'm forcing myself now to just breathe underwater. I'm going to throw myself into the water and I'm just going to start breathing because I just need to destroy my limits. Well, that's going to be difficult. Because your survival is connected to you not breathing underwater. So unless you understand why you can't breathe underwater, you won't be able to see different solutions. Unless you don't respect that you can't breathe underwater, you won't be able to find different solutions. Because it is important that you breathe air, oxygen. If you don't breathe oxygen, you're gonna die. You can't just breathe any other gas. You need to breathe oxygen. When you go ahead and say, I know I want to be able to breathe every gas and every liquid, and still be able to survive? You need to understand that unless it's oxygen that comes through your lungs and feeds your blood and your brain, you won't be able to survive. But that's the limit that you respect. You see, okay, it's barely possible to breathe anything else. No, it's not even barely, but it's just not possible. So you respect it. If you wouldn't respect it, you wouldn't be able to listen to this podcast now. So you don't go ahead and just breathe anything except for oxygen. But that's what I still do with my beliefs. I don't respect them. So I go ahead and I say, oh, I want to have $1 million each month on my bank account. I want to have a six-pack. I want to have whatever. So my brain doesn't let me materialize it within a second. Within an instant. No, it's just not possible. For me, it's not possible to do it. Not just by saying, you know what, I need to destroy my limiting beliefs. Well, I just need to listen to affirmations that tell me that I am an abundant being. I think that's important. In my experience, it is somehow possible if we use those affirmations, and then by this program our brain, by making us listen to the things that we want to be. Yeah? So we start believing them, because it is the more often we say this, at some part it starts to be written in our code. But it takes a long time and a lot of repetitions. And it's not so much fun. So for me, for example, I wanted to find a different solution. And now I want to get into, like, after now setting the playground, I want to get into what is happening in my life at the moment. So me, for example, I want to materialize more money, more luxury in my life, and more a better body, want to be better looking, like more like a lean and flexible, athletic body that is enduring and that has like a high stamina and that is is able to fight and to be fast. So that's what I want to build. The same with the lifestyle that I want to build. Like being in different places at different times, traveling around the world, showing my baby and my family the world, learning different languages, discovering my sexuality, and getting to know me. So, well, for me, for example, all those goals are connected to a certain status. It's where it's like this, the difference between a Volkswagen and a Mercedes. Like my goals feel like, okay, I'm rather driving the Mercedes than the Volkswagen because it's connected to a different status. What I see is the status is basically there to make sure that I get recognition from other people. So I want to have the recognition for having like a lean and fast body. I want to have the recognition for living a luxurious lifestyle and an aesthetic lifestyle. And I want to have the recognition for having a family that is like very well educated and very well behaving and traveling around the world. So I could materialize this in an instant. I mean, I am traveling around the world and I am losing weight and I am doing my physical workout every day and I am educating myself and I am building my company, which grows, but it's not in an instant. So it's something that comes like one step after the other, slowly, after some time. And this, for me, is connected to having clarity about what is it that I really want. Do I really want to build this because I want to get the recognition of other people? And if so, of whom? For example, do I want to get the recognition of my family, of my parents, of my siblings? Or do I want to build this because I just want to enjoy it? Because if I don't have clarity about of whom I want to get the recognition, I can't satisfy this need. First. Secondly, why do I want to have the recognition of those people? For me, recognition is connected to belonging. So like when I get recognized for something, it feels like I belong. It feels like I am one of them. And this is one of my big needs that I'm carrying with me now for since I'm here. This safety and this feeling of, oh, I can let go when I belong. This feeling of I am accepted as someone, as with everything that I am. This feeling of I don't need to tense, I don't need to hold myself together, but I can let go, I can start crying, I can be a victim, I can be a pussy, I can be whiny. Seeing this, yeah, this is what I want underneath it. Now I get clarity about why I don't materialize in an instant. Because if I would materialize this in an instant, what would happen? In my belief, connected to the experiences that I made as a child, making fast money is connected to being insecure and having the possibility of losing it again. So I rather make slow money. I rather build a company that is growing steadily, but very stable, instead of something that grows very quick and potentially unstable, which doesn't necessarily need to be. Like, I know that there are companies being built very quick and are very stable. But in my belief, there is a big connection. In my brain, there's a big connection between the faster it is, the less stable it is. So me now wanting to materialize in an instant, you see the problem. As my beliefs protect me in my survival, my code can't be written in a different way. One. Huh? Secondly, me looking, okay, who do I want to belong to? Do I want to belong to the people in my family, to my parents, to my mother, or to, do I want to have the feeling of belonging to my mother, to have a connection with her? Do I want the feeling of belonging to have a connection with my sister, for example? I won't be able to get this when I live this kind of lifestyle, because they live a completely different lifestyle. So the more I get into this direction, the less chance of belonging I have, the less chance of satisfying this need I have. So I see what I do is like I'm looking for the rejection then. I'm wasting my time with things that are not helping me to grow into that direction, because I'm still running away trying to prove some things that are not connected to me getting the belonging that I want, fulfilling the needs that I actually want. Then seeing me rejecting myself, running away from my own potential, that's something where I see, okay, I already do the things that are actually connecting to those people. Huh? So I see, oh, that's interesting. That's something that I'm doing. So I can realize that I'm already doing it in the moment. So I already materialized it. But not when I stop there and or when I don't see why, and when I don't take the space to see why I don't materialize things in an instant. I want to have the connection to my father and to my mother. I want to have the connection to my siblings and need to see what are their values. If I don't, I'm not going to feel the connection. I'm always going to feel the rejection. Then it goes further, it goes deeper. I don't trust. That's it. I don't trust. So I have like big trust issues. So what I do is like, I don't trust that people are having good intentions. The way most people behave and treat themselves is the proof to me that people don't have good intentions. Not on the surface level. Maybe deep down behind they have good intentions, but they are only going to be able to see them and to get there when they start working on their consciousness. So what I do is, like, I still have this need of belonging. And I know, for example, belonging is something that I can create if I adapt to the values of the people around me. If I listen to the needs of the people around me and start fulfilling them, that's something how I can get the recognition or the attention and as well the connection, this feeling of belonging. So me, for example, now being here in Barcelona together with my fiance and our child and the client of mine who wants to learn from me, like, very close. So he came and is living with me. Building a quite successful marketing agency at the moment. But interestingly, it's not just some marketing agency. It's like, it's an agency that focuses on the authenticity behind marketing. So, like, do I want to build just something, or do I want to build something that's authentic? Do I want to build something where I feel like, okay, I can be as I am? And connected to the topics today. So it's like, it's interesting that he wants to build something like that. So me wanting to have the feeling of belonging, I can see that I do the following. That's something that was important for me today to learn as my ability in leadership. It is to see that I have people around me that sometimes don't do what I like. They provoke me. they sometimes behave badly, or they are just untidy, or whatever. And that's something that I really resent. And then I reflected and I thought, okay, you know what? I don't really feel like that I like it. Like, I don't like when they don't create an aesthetic ambience. I don't like when they play stupid. I don't like when they don't do things in the best way possible, with the highest quality possible. And then today, for me, it was important to realize that it is not them that's the problem, but it's me. Because, and that's interesting to what I materialized in my life, and to study what I materialized and to learn about myself in this case. The people that I have around me, they say they want me to tell them what they like, what I like, so they can do it. But, like, how do I like the ambience? Do I like some flowers or don't I? Or how do I like when they're dressed? How do I like it? So they want to adapt to it. But then I see they don't do it naturally after I told them. So they do something differently. And me recognizing that they do something differently, but I don't want to say anything, because I think, like, okay, when you really understood what I mean and what I want, then you're going to do it naturally. But then I see you don't do it naturally. You just do things that I don't like. So now here it becomes interesting, because that's where I don't respect their values, because they tell me I should tell them, because they want me to micromanage. They want me to tell them this and that and this and that. I'm like, no, I don't want to micromanage. I want to have this, I want to have that. Now, as I want to have this feeling of belonging, it would be a possibility now for me to study what would change if I start to micromanage. Because now I would basically go ahead and start to fulfill their needs. To say, okay, that's our deal. Like, you want me to tell you what you do because you want to give away responsibility and you want to give away the burden of thinking for yourself. Well, then I'm just going to do it for you. Me, I want you to do the things in the ways that I like. So, let's see what's going to happen. Like, because I want to have this feeling of belonging. And until now, I thought, okay, belonging is when people naturally do things that I like. But then, on the other hand, I see people don't do naturally what I like, so I don't feel like I belong. So every time someone doesn't do what I like, I go ahead and I am angry. I'm disappointed. But I don't go ahead and say straight out, you know what, I don't like when you do it like this. I don't like when you behave like this. I don't like when you sit at the table like that. Let's have it in a beautiful manner, not like this. No, I don't say it like this. I just swallow it. Because I want them to prove to me that they do it naturally. But as they don't do it naturally, they prove to me that I don't belong to them, because they don't care about me. Now, here's the interesting part. Me, who doesn't trust, yeah, is creating himself a surrounding of people that want them to tell, want me to tell them what they do, what they should do. So I, like this, now can fulfill a different need of mine. And that's that I don't have to trust that people do naturally the things that I like. It's that I take control of that people do the things that I like. So there is a problem within this system that means that it is not as quick as possible. So I need to tell everyone, do this, do that, let's have the flowers like this, let's have that. As people don't think for themselves, I need to think for them, it is getting slower now, and I'm making and not as fast as it could be, of course, because if people think for themselves, they could do things without me explaining it to them. And I could focus on different things. So somehow there is a reason I want to slow down things, because I'm attracting people that don't do the things that I like naturally, but want me to tell it to them. So this could either be connected to me being afraid that if things go too fast that I can't control it, or that I might lose it again. Or it could be connected to that I want to make an experience. That I want to make the experience that I grow as a leader. And I can translate it to myself. So maybe it's important for me to stay awake and see what is it that I like in my life and what is it that I don't like in my life. So it's for me about giving myself the space to build a life within the minute details that I like. Because what I did in the past is I built a life that I really didn't like. So I had cars that I didn't like. I had a relationship that wasn't fulfilling for me. I had employees that I didn't like. I had I didn't look the way that I liked it. Just so many things that were just in my life, although they didn't have any reason for it to be in my life. So it was that there was a lot in my life, but deep down in my heart, I didn't have a connection to it. So maybe now I'm making the experience of building something that gives me now the playground to train to see what I like and what I don't like, because up until now I was too afraid to tell people what I like because I was afraid of being rejected from them. So I see I create an ambience where people give me the chance to train to see that what I like and to train to express what I like, because they play stupid and say no, I want you to tell me what I like, what you like. And as you said it now one time, but could you please tell us 10 times? I'm like, oh gosh, no, I don't want to tell you because I'm afraid to tell you because I'm afraid that if I repeat it again, that you might say, no, that's not what I want to do for you. So I have now a surrounding where I can train to become better as a leader, because I naturally see more what I like, and I learn to have more respect for myself to what I like. Interesting, right? So seeing this gives me now the opportunity to see why I don't materialize now in an instant. Because if I would have materialized now everything that I want to have, for example, a multi-million dollar company plus many children plus many properties around the world, well, what is it that I believe that I need to do now when I'm at this position? Well, what I need to do now is leading and telling people what I like and what I don't like, because I'm going to have more employees that take care of my properties. I'm going to have children that want me to tell them what I like and to share my values and to stand up for my values. And I want... And I'm gonna have, like I said, employees, but now in different kinds of ways working for me. For example, as a housemaid, or as a banker, or as a consultant, or whatever, working for me, helping me to grow there. Seeing, oh, you know what? So that's interesting, because unless I haven't trained to stand up for my own values. And start to stand up for my own values, to set boundaries. Unless this isn't something that I have understood and think like, okay, you know what? Now I played this game, I understood it. I'm open to go the next step. The next step won't unfold. So, and this now helps me to arrive in the here and now, to see. That's why I'm so often frustrated, because I play a victim that I need to tell people what I like, and I'm always all the time waiting for people to just do what I told them, but not really. And it gives me the space to find out what I like as well. Beautiful. And like this, I can see that I already materialized within an instant, because now I arrive into the moment and thankful for what I'm living in the moment, and I can see that I already have everything that I want. Well, and like this, I wish you a beautiful day, and hopefully you will give you the chance to translate it to yourself. See you soon. Bye-bye.